When the topic of sharks is brought up, the immediate image that comes to mind is that of the dreaded great white sharks preying on arms and legs, as depicted in movies. These preconceived notions have given rise to a massive wave of fake news and fear news on social media. In reality, this couldn't be further from the truth. Off the coast of Lebanon, and in the Mediterranean in general, several species of sharks can be spotted, and they are familiar to fishermen. A study conducted by the Marine National Center for Scientific Research, CNRS, identifies approximately 11 species that can be found in our waters. Below are the corresponding scientific and vernacular names. Carcharhinus obscurus, dusky shark. Centrophorus ujato, blackfin gulper shark. Dilatia's licha, kitefin shark. Gallius melastomus, blackmouth cat shark. Heptronchius perla, sharp-nosed seven-gill shark. Hexinchus griseus, blunt-nosed six-gill shark. Asurus oxyrhynchus, shortfin mako shark. Mustelus mustelus, common smooth hound. Squalus blainville, Blainville's dogfish. Squatina aculeata sad face, sawback angel shark. Squatina oculata, smoothback angel shark. There is no reason to panic and sound the alarm, asserts an anonymous expert to This Is Beirut. The extensive shark family includes numerous species that are most of the time more threatened than being themselves a threat to humans, he continues. Since sharks reproduce more slowly and reach maturity later than most other fish, they are more prone to becoming extinct. The main threat that they face is fishing. Fishermen either accidentally catch them in their nets or do so intentionally to use them for consumption. Several shark species are common in the eastern Mediterranean. They travel at a depth of over 20 meters, which generally keeps them out of fishermen's reach. They rarely pose a risk to human beings. The National Center for Scientific Research, CNRS, is expected to issue a press statement to clarify the matter of sharks spotted close to the Lebanese coast and reassure the population. Ecosystem friendly. Sharks hold a higher position in the food chain and play a crucial role in maintaining the balance of marine life, much like other elements within the chain. In other words, the extinction of a shark species would have consequences for the entire ecosystem. One example is the waning of large sharks in the North Atlantic. Furthermore, certain species, such as black-tip sharks, were depleted due to overfishing along American coasts. Consequently, some of their prey, such as the Rhinoptera, a species of ray, proliferated. In turn, this led to the decline of Northern California mussels, which serve as the primary food source for these rays. Not only did this have a negative economic impact on fishermen, but the absence of these mussels also led to the proliferation of harmful algae in the marine environment. A better understanding of predators. The shark species spotted off the coast of Lebanon exhibit a variety of characteristics. Their size generally varies from 50 centimeters to nearly 3 meters. Among all the species observed in Lebanese waters, the mako shark is considered as the most aggressive, although interactions and accidents involving this type of sharks are extremely rare. These Mediterranean predators primarily feed on fish, and occasionally on crustaceans. Knowledge about these sharks is limited in Lebanon, but research conducted in other regions of the world has revealed the existence of social bonds among specimens within the same group. However, sharks stand apart from other fish species due to several distinct characteristics. Their growth is slower, and they reach maturity late despite their long lifespan. Moreover, the incubation period of their eggs is longer than that of other fish. A danger indeed, but mostly for them. In short, it is crucial to acknowledge that sharks are far more threatened by human activity than the other way around. In-depth studies regarding their presence in the southern Mediterranean reveal the need to protect them by prohibiting the fishing of sharks and promoting sustainable fishing practices. The species that are under serious threat must be identified to implement appropriate protection measures. Fishermen should be encouraged to release live sharks back into the water, especially considering their crucial importance for the balance of marine life.